Imagine waking up each morning with your body perpetually braced for danger, muscles tense, heart racing, senses hyper-alert, even though you're safe in your bedroom. This is the reality for millions of trauma survivors whose bodies remain trapped in the past. The Body Keeps the Score revolutionizes our understanding of trauma by revealing how overwhelming experiences reshape not just our minds, but our very biology. When Tom, a Vietnam veteran, said, "I feel like I died in Vietnam," he wasn't speaking metaphorically. Parts of him, his sense of safety, connection, and joy, had indeed been left behind on the battlefield. This groundbreaking insight explains why trauma's effects can persist decades after the triggering events, and why conventional talk therapy often falls short. Our bodies come equipped with sophisticated survival mechanisms designed to activate during danger and reset once safety returns. But trauma disrupts this natural cycle. Brain imaging reveals what happens during flashbacks. The rational brain goes offline, while emotional centers become hyperactive. The prefrontal cortex, our logical thinking center, shows decreased activity, while the amygdala, our fear center, goes into overdrive. This explains why trauma survivors often can't verbalize their experiences while simultaneously feeling overwhelmed by physical sensations. The body remains on high alert, constantly scanning for threats, a state called hypervigilance. Trauma isn't simply a psychological wound, it's a whole body experience that alters our nervous systems, immune function, and even how our genes express themselves. Modern neuroscience reveals how trauma reshapes the brain. During traumatic experiences, the thalamus, which normally integrates sensory inputs into coherent experience, malfunctions. This explains why traumatic memories are stored as fragmented sensory impressions rather than coherent narratives. The balance between the emotional brain, limbic system, and rational brain, prefrontal cortex, becomes disrupted. During flashbacks, the prefrontal cortex, our watchtower for maintaining perspective, deactivates, allowing the emotional brain to dominate. This is why trauma survivors often can't recognize that the danger belongs to the past, and why talk therapy alone may prove insufficient. Physical symptoms manifest as chronic muscle tension, sleep disruption, and immune system dysregulation, often leading to conditions like fibromyalgia and inflammatory disorders. It's like a home security system perpetually blaring, even without threat. Brain imaging reveals that trauma patients show minimal activation in self-sensing regions, explaining why many report feeling dead inside or disconnected from themselves. Trauma during critical developmental periods fundamentally shapes children's brains. The Adverse Childhood Experiences, ACE study, revealed alarming rates. 25% experienced physical abuse, while 28% of women and 16% of men endured sexual abuse. Higher ACE scores directly linked to increased depression, suicide attempts, addiction, and illness. Without safe caregivers, children's nervous systems become threat-focused and struggle to recognize safety. Childhood abuse can accelerate development. Sexually abused girls enter puberty up to 18 months early with elevated hormones, creating a disconnect between physical and emotional maturity. Though developmental trauma has distinct impacts, affected children often receive fragmented diagnoses, ADHD, oppositional defiant disorder, bipolar, that overlook the core issue, disrupted stress responses. For survivors, triggers can instantly activate old protective adaptations that now limit their ability to fully engage with life. Traumatic memories differ from ordinary ones by remaining frozen as sensory fragments rather than forming coherent narratives. Research shows that while normal memories, like weddings, are recalled as complete stories, trauma memories stay fragmented and disorganized. Survivors vividly remember sensory details, smells, textures, light, but struggle to recall sequences or context. These memories trigger physical responses like increased heart rate and muscle tension, even years later. This explains why trauma survivors often remember too little, lacking narrative coherence, while experiencing too much sensory flashbacks. Through dissociation, the mind can block overwhelming experiences, leading some survivors to develop amnesia. A study of sexual abuse victims found 38% couldn't recall documented abuse 17 years later, a protective survival mechanism. Many trauma survivors experience a dual existence where their traumatized self feels separate from their present self. This split consciousness enables daily functioning while containing unprocessed trauma, highlighting the deep connection between mind and body in trauma's impact. Since trauma resides in the body, healing must extend beyond traditional talk therapy, which primarily engages the rational brain rather than the emotional and sensory systems where trauma is stored. Several body-centered approaches have proven effective. Yoga helps survivors safely reconnect with their bodies through gentle postures and breathing, with research showing reduced PTSD symptoms in medication-resistant patients. Neurofeedback allows patients to retrain dysregulated brain patterns, leading to improvements in PTSD symptoms, sleep, and emotional regulation. For developmental trauma, psychomotor therapy addresses attachment wounds by physically providing the nurturing and protection that was missing early in life. Theater programs offer healing through creative expression, helping traumatized youth transform their stories into performances. This process shifts focus from trauma to mastery and competence. Internal family systems therapy helps survivors integrate fragmented parts of themselves, viewing symptoms not as problems, but as protective responses requiring understanding. Trauma creates disconnection from self, body, and others, manifesting as emotional numbness, physical dissociation, and social isolation. Healing requires reconnection across these dimensions. Our nervous systems are finely tuned to others' emotional signals, facial expressions, voice tone, and body language, and respond to safety cues by allowing relaxation and engagement. Our brains are wired for tribal connection, and social support is the strongest buffer against trauma's effects. Research consistently shows that having a secure social network matters more for trauma recovery than the trauma severity itself. People with strong connections demonstrate better resilience and recovery outcomes, making safety in relationships fundamental to mental health. While individual therapy is important, group activities provide unique healing benefits. Choral singing, theater, and team sports create collective rhythm, synchronizing movement, breath, and emotion among participants. Community groups, from religious congregations to volunteer organizations, offer essential elements of connection and shared purpose that counter trauma's isolating effects. Trauma is America's leading public health crisis, with domestic violence and gun deaths exceeding both military casualties and major diseases. More Americans die yearly from domestic abuse and gun violence than in the entire Vietnam War, yet these traumas remain largely invisible. We treat individual cases while overlooking systemic causes, even though location often determines health and safety outcomes more than genetics. In disadvantaged areas, poverty, unemployment, poor housing, and weapon accessibility create generational trauma cycles. Children in these environments face toxic stress levels up to 10 times higher than others, affecting their brain development and future prospects. Schools can serve as critical intervention points, offering safe spaces for children from troubled homes. Effective school-based interventions include personal greetings, emotional check-ins, mindfulness practices, and movement exercises. Through sports, music, and drama programs, children build resilience by experiencing agency and community connection. Modern science has revealed both trauma's impacts and effective treatments. By combining this knowledge with traditional wisdom about community healing, rhythm, and body awareness, we can better address these deep human wounds.